so old, aren't we? Can't really bring that to air.
No.
How old we are.
Just leave that.
Yeah.
Just leave that there.
People think we're young. Young and trendy. Oh, I've just met them. Very disappointing.
Disappointing in person. That's my tagline.
I wonder if people listening now haven't gone online, have a picture of us in their heads.
Well, from what we've had before.
Oh, yeah.
When people meet us in person, they always go, oh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry about that. But who's that lady that called up? Thought that I was Robin and a redhead,
yeah,
and that you were a guy called George with a blonde hair or something. Like, yeah, surfer dude George.
Oh, yeah. Can I come in and meet you? No. Just keep that vision in your head.
We have no website, by the way. Don't look for one.
But we're all right. We look all right.
Certainly later in the day, maybe not so much now.
No, definitely not now. Definitely not now.
I'm sure you've heard of a man called Tim Westwood.
Tim Westwood, yeah.
Do you know him personally?
I've met him twice. He's a big DJ.
Does he strike you as smooth?
He's very smooth. His dad is a very religious man.
Yeah.
And he doesn't talk like that in real life.
No one talks like that in real life. His approach to dating is somewhat unique. I'd like to get your take on this because I honestly can't make up my mind. I don't think I'd react well to having this done to me, but I can see why people would be okay with it. So he's going to take a lady for dinner.
Yeah.
And he sends her this message. With a picture of his credit card.
I know. I've seen
this
story.
It.
Yeah, it's great.
Do you want me to read it out?
Yeah.
It starts with baby.
Yo, baby! That's how it is. You've got to do it how he speaks.
Yo, baby!
That's it, yeah.
Looking forward to taking you to dinner on Thursday. I appreciate you may wanna... It's want to. Get nails, hair, and a wax. Even some new shoes or a clutch bag.
That's great.
Use my card. It's black with private banking, so there's no limit.
Cool.
But don't be buying a new car, lol. My brain's going to explode.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us. Because we don't have any.
This is High FM. Spanks here. Ryan's over there.
Hello.
I need some shorts for swimming because my other ones, I think, have probably shrunk in the wash.
Swimming shorts.
Yeah. So I went to Beach and Beyond here in the mall.
Yeah.
And I went in and went, I need some swimming shorts. The guy that was in there, he looks at me sort of down here, my gut region, and he says, what size are you, sir? And I said to him, oh, what size do you think?
I don't know much about men's sizes. Is that the one of being like 32, 34? Is it that?
Waist size, 32, 34 would be great. Amazing. And then I kind of went up to 36. So the stuff I've got mostly is 36.
That still doesn't mean anything to me because I work in like 8, 10, 12. I don't know. But you're telling me that that's not where you want to be.
It's not where I want to be.
Okay.
And he went, 38, 40? Oh, mate. Ooh. Mate, no. Ooh. So, of course, yeah, I don't want to hear that. Although there's a part of me thinking it's probably true now. The size was small, medium, large. I thought, well, large is going to be it. And he looked at me and went, no, sir, you need extra large. I went, no, I don't. And I got these large ones and I put them down there and I went, look, they fit. And he looked down at me and went, no, sir, you'll be showing.
Oh, my goodness. Bless you know what a horrible job to have to do.
Oh, I know. It was very horrible when I disregarded his advice.
You bought them anyway.
No. Tried them on when I got home. Oh, George. It was like the Dubai shorts all over again.
Oh, God, no.
It was horrible. Even I put myself off.
You had to take them back?
Yeah, I took them back the next day.
Did you get another size?
Yeah, I got the extra large.
But did they fit?
Yes.
Okay.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi, FM.
Are you into the Transformers franchise?
No.
The new Transformers, the Last Night movie, had a very weak opening for a blockbuster, even though it was the number one movie. They've just released a new trailer, which I'm going to play for you.
Okay.
It made $69 million, which isn't peanuts.
But it's a bit paltry for a franchise like that.
Yeah, because usually it makes $100 million. Domestically in the US, 100 million. And the only movie in the franchise not to open with more than 100 million.
Ouch.
It cost 217 million to make.
But I do sometimes think like they can just keep churning them out. Like there comes a point where you've got to leave it.
I think that point is now.
Right.
It started as a legend.
But now has fizzled out.
What was destined to arrive?
Box office failure.
The operation is over.
We're not giving up on crime, okay?
I'll be fine. I'd be more concerned with your career, Wahlberg.
And now the greatest mission of them all.
Michael Bay finding a new franchise.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. On High FM.
Oh, I've got a new cologne for you. Not like physically, I'm not buying it for you. It's just a recommendation.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Okay. What's wrong with my high karate?
What? That just happened.
I've been using this since I was 12. It works.
This is a mummy fragrance.
What?
Yes, it's been created by Rossadorf.
Who?
So.
Rossadorf!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been described as cologne de cash.
Cologne de cash.
What they've based it on is thinking about a note, a cash note, at the end of its life. Mm.
Oh, that's...
So we've got scents mixed into there, like cotton, ink, leather, hand cream and human sweat.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
I know.
Nice. I think I'll stick with mine.
It's illegal in 9 countries. Yep. It's made with bits of real panther. So you know it's good.
It's quite pungent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's a formidable scent. Stings the nostrils.
In a good way.
Yeah. Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works
every time.
I love that.
That doesn't make sense. Wake up
in the morning. Roll the tape there, Roisin. It's from the Late Late Show in Ireland. No one's going to get that. Gay Byrne used to do it. This guy called Gay Byrne did the Late Late Show. Broadcasting legend. That's his name, Gay Byrne.
Heard you mighty now?
Yeah, yeah, of course you can. Yeah.
Anything else about Ireland that no one else would know?
Hell yeah!
Yesterday I was saying about the new Kendall, the man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't like it at all.
No, you didn't.
But it turns out that it actually got quite a diverse range coming out, including...
Yeah.
You've seen dad bod kids.
Yes, I have, yeah.
Oh, you've ruined that one.
Oh, no, I haven't ruined it.
You ruined it.
Please don't say that I've ruined it. I would never ruin it.
How could you ruin that? Look at him.
No, no, never.
Hey, Barbie, your boyfriend has a new look.
It's Ken with a man bun.
In fact, Barbie has 15 new guys to choose from, including employed millennial and unemployed millennial.
But they both dress the same way.
Man bun Ken. Just pull his strings.
Cool dream house, Barbie. Mind if I stay over a few nights while I'm looking for my next gig?
Man bun Ken. Soul cycle, yoga mat, and overpowering body spray sold separately.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello?
Have we been pocket dialed?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, it's kids.
This is a fun call.
Yeah. Hello?
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 Is it me you're looking for?
They're too young.
I can see it in your eyes.
I can see it in your smile.
Good chat.
And call again, anytime.
All the time.
Wait.
No, I'm not waiting now. You wasted 40 seconds.
Hey.
You're our favourite listener, and we mean it.
That's High FM. It's Robin Banks.
Hang on, let me get my headphones on.
You should be prepared.
You're all previous.
Come on, we're all previous.
Oh,
so, your man here's got a new pair of beach shorts.
Well, two new pairs of beach shorts.
Yes, and I do like to recommend a holiday destination to you.
To go with my beach shorts.
So, okay. I've got a new one for you. Right. Now, this is a little further than perhaps you're hoping to travel, but I think it's worth it.
Last week, you gave us two holiday destinations.
Yes, one of which was basically a prison camp.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Hang on, let me get my holiday destination bit of paper.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Because this is a new... beach resort.
Great.
It's going to be a bit like, you know, Benidorm in Spain, something like that. Your classier resort.
Yeah.
And this is nice. It's in North Korea, so you can be one of the first people to go new beach shorts.
I heard about this place.
I possibly would take the second pair of beach shorts, though.
Why?
Just they're quite strict on some stuff out there, I think.
You mean I should have beach shorts that fit?
That cover everything.
Thank you for calling the Weather Phone. So hot, North Korea just tested a long-range popsicle. It is so hot, Donald Trump just tweeted something about cold Fei Fei. Thank you for calling the Weather Phone.
I have new life goals.
New life goal?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to be as cool as the Costa Rican president.
What's the Costa Rican president done?
Luis Guillermo Solís.
Nailed it! Junction 13.
Thanks. He was giving a press conference.
Yeah.
And he accidentally swallowed a wasp. Okay. Went in his mouth. He was just like, carry on.
He did what and carry on?
that's me swallowing a wasp. Mm-hmm. I would have freaked out, lost it, got stung, probably had an allergic reaction, ended up in the hospital again.
He just ate it. That's cool, isn't it?
Isn't it?
That's one of the coolest things ever.
Ever. That is life goals.
Forget about your Rambo, your Schwarzenegger.
What do they know?
Get to the chopper! No.
Eat the wasp.
Can you tell it's Thursday?
Yes.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, you duh. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
High FM, Robin Banks.
Hi.
I'm George Ryland. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm confused about flamingos. Now, flamingos are bang on trend at the moment.
These are flamingos, the white things.
As opposed to what flamingos?
A restaurant called Flamingos.
No, this is the bird flamingo.
Yeah, the bird. The white bird.
Or pink, because of what it eats. That's not my question, though.
Ah.
It's the one leg thing. Now, I'm particularly obsessed with this at the moment because I'm on one leg. And for me, that doesn't work out that great.
A little flamingo, you are?
Yeah, but it's really difficult and it makes you ache. But they've just looked into this and they're saying that standing on one leg requires less muscular effort, so it means they can sway less. That doesn't make any sense.
I can kind of see if it takes less effort than having two legs on the ground, because then you're using two sets of flamingo muscles and you'd only use one set if you got one leg on the ground.
How's there even any muscles in those little things?
Those little legs. Because maybe the amount of time that little flamingo leg is on the ground.
Or maybe it's because their little flamingo legs or closer to each other and more in the middle. So our legs are kind of either side of our bodies, aren't they?
Well, not...
So when you're trying to stand on one leg, you're not going through like a central point of gravity. Well, you're all over to one side.
No, you are. You are going through. Not. Otherwise, you'd topple over, wouldn't you? If you're not going through...
Well, only if you lean over to balance it out.
Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking I don't understand this flamingo thing.
So, does anybody understand the flamingo thing? Please, can you get in contact?
Small words. Really small words. You got to get...
The worst of the High FM morning show.
Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Hello.
And this is not your call.
Okay.
This is not your happy birthday
call.
I'm
doing your call first.
Well, no, this is our call. This is our call we're doing. We met this dude last week at Muscat Bay. He has no idea who we are.
He is not interested one bit.
He was a big fan and wanted to get his photo taken with Chris Fisher.
So I've got a picture of Robin taking a picture of this guy with Chris Fisher.
Yeah.
Chris Fisher's looking at me.
Yeah.
This guy's looking at Robin. The whole thing was just chaos.
And this guy, Muhammad, wanted Chris Fisher to mention last night happy birthday to him, because it was Muhammad's birthday.
He's an actual big fan. He used name and everything.
So I said, he's not going to do it. Chris won't do it on his radio show. So I took his number to find out if he's doing it. This is not Chris Fisher we're calling, this is Muhammad.
We spoke to him last week.
We did, yeah.
And still interested.
We woke him up, and I think we're going to wake him up again today. He said, I'll have my phone on.
Oh, wait. Hello.
Muhammad.
Yes, how are you?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hello.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah, happy birthday. Do you know who this is?
But it was yesterday.
I know it was yesterday, yeah. Do you know who this is?
Yeah, of course. Chris Fisher.
What? No. This is not Chris Fisher. I know that you're a big fan of Chris Fisher, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, but this is not.
Brother.
This is not Chris Fisher.
This definitely isn't Chris Fisher.
Oh, this is the other guy.
The other guy, do you hear that?
I mean,
yeah.
You are another guy, so technically that's correct.
Yeah, this is Robin Banks here and George Ryland from High FM, which you don't listen to, do you?
Yes, Robin Banks. Yeah. That's the name.
Yeah, that's the name.
Not
Were you listening to Merge last night and Chris Fisher, and did he do it?
He didn't do it.
He didn't do it. You see, I told you he wasn't going to do it.
But we did what we said, so who are you going to listen to now?
Yeah, it's obviously High FM keeps their promises, don't they? Although we didn't even promise. This is just added extra.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, can you do it?
Yeah, no, we're on the radio right now on High FM, Mohammed.
Oh, really?
Right now.
Yeah, we just sang to you. Didn't
yeah.
We?
Happy birthday to you for yesterday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday
to you. Yeah. See, we're doing it again. You get extra.
Yeah, I'm
asleep
right now.
Yeah, I know
yeah,
you
he
are.
Yeah, still doesn't
yeah,
care.
Yeah, I know, I know. So Chris didn't do it on Merge last night. He said that he would, but we're doing it here on High FM. Okay? Oh, even though you don't listen to us.
What's
no, I'm going to listen
I hate you. Is that please Chris Fisher call me? Why is it Chris?
I'm sorry we're not Chris.
Mohammed, have a beautiful day after your birthday.
Thank you, sir. Thanks so much.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Isn't there any prizes or anything?
Oh, shut
go away! Are you serious?
Go away!
Yeah. I'm damn serious.
Robin Banks.
I am the law. Okay.
I had some mates of mine arrive. They were supposed to arrive about 9 o'clock yesterday.
Oh, your friend has stolen from you?
Yes.
He's only been here 12 hours.
Found out this morning. He hasn't even been here 12 hours. Well, they arrived about 11:30 last night.
Right.
They didn't come through Hatter border. They were turned away at Hatter border and they had to come back again. And then they went to another border.
They anyway. Must really like you because I'd have given up at that point, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
it's late.
I'll
tired.
Just go home. That's it, right? They arrived at 11:30. It was great. Got to bed about 1:30. And then I woke up this morning and there's three things that I bring in that I always make sure are in my pockets. And that's my keys, my phone and my wallet. So I'm looking around for my wallet. I can't find it anywhere. It's nowhere to be seen. I have not got my wallet.
Are you
this
saying
morning.
They've stolen your wallet?
They've stolen my wallet.
Wow.
They stole my wallet and went to bed.
So when is a Keely?
They're in my house at the moment.
With all your stuff?
In the spare bedroom. Basically, with all my stuff.
And there was imagine how much more of it they've got by now.
You got to get up. Get up. Is the worst of the High FM morning show. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
Has it taken 9 months to get to that?
No, it's taken 10 months.
That's just, I can't believe.
I didn't say anything.
I know you didn't. I know you didn't. You didn't need to.
I'm in your head, Robin, not the other way around. Not how it works.
Oh, no, because I knew what you were thinking.
Yeah, right.
I really did.
Oh, you left that door wide open.
I know I did, and I really wish we could talk about that on the radio.
I don't. I really wish some stuff we could unsay, even just between us.
Were you a bit embarrassed when you said that? You were.
I didn't say anything.
Yes, I didn't. Okay, were you embarrassed when you thought that?
No, I found it funny because I'm a child.
I did too.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Here's what you missed.
What's his lady's name?
Vicky.
Vicky and Grace. It's Grace's birthday.
Yes.
Vicky is your physio.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, that was, I know, it was intense, that was. So, and Vicky and Grace are expecting our call, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello, is that Grace?
Yes.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Yeah. It's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Grace, this is Robin here. We've never met.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
You've met George, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, a few times?
Yes.
Okay, Grace, let me tell you, George doesn't have a good track record with anyone, I guess, under 30. What is George like, really?
She's lovely.
No. Whoa. Okay, give me an example of her being lovely.
She has a great laugh and a lovely smile.
She does have a nice smile. And she's got a machine gun laugh, is what she has.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know whether you listen to podcasts or anything, or you heard on the show, but she told a story the other day, which is on the podcast, of her actually hitting someone.
I didn't know. There was no actual contact.
A little person. Has she ever... She's not ever, like, given you a little smack, has she?
No.
Are you sure?
Of course I have. How dare you?
Listen, what are you doing for your birthday?
I don't know.
Oh, it's a surprise!
Ooh!
What a surprise!
I think you should come in and say hello.
Yeah. Do you want to come in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay. What time?
About 9.
About 9. Oh, look at you.
Now's good.
Okay, we'll see you about 9 then. Bye, Grace.
Bye.
Bye. Happy birthday.
Happy it's birthday.
My birthday.
It's my birthday.
I'm going to party like it's my birthday. Get
up and dance. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. This is High FM. Oman.
I'm really ashamed of myself.
For what?
The hair.
Oh, the hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I had extensions in. I went
I didn't know this. I didn't know that you had extensions.
Good, you're a man. Like, you're not going to know.
That's brilliant.
Oh, have you got extensions, Ben, George?
Look at that. What's that? What's that on the floor?
Yeah, that did happen a couple of times.
Did it?
Kind of. There was one. When I was in Dubai, there was one that was hanging down, so I had to discreetly take it out and put it in my handbag.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Do they, like, fall out sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
How long is your hair, like, normally?
It's the same
hair?
Length. Yeah. It's just there's more hair there, so it's bigger hair.
It's like a body.
I'd had them in a bit too long, and I hadn't done as I was instructed to and looked after them well enough.
This is what I was.
They had started to dreadlock themselves.
This is what I heard when I was in my kitchen yesterday. I thought, she's done a Ryland.
She's
done a Ryland to herself.
I don't have very much hair left.
All right. Well, I don't notice anything.
It feels really like, oh, there's nothing.
Is that really bad of me?
No, that's fine. If you had a haircut, I wouldn't notice.
Yeah, I know. That's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like we're married. Get up. Gotta
get up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up. Gotta get up.
This is High FM. Banks here. Ryland's there.
Hello.
We both got dogs, although you haven't met yours yet.
Technically, it's my parents' dog, but yeah, it's fine.
But you love it. Yeah.
She's so cute.
Now, this is a pretty dark, hypothetical situation.
Oh, yes, I've just remembered the question. That is dark.
But it's one that everybody's thought about at some point.
Is it? Because I never had.
If you died alone in your house, would your pets eat you?
I'd like to think not.
If you have a cat or 17 cats, the answer's yes. You know it, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's why you have cats.
But what about if you have a dog?
I like to think, anyway, it's different from, like, pets to outside dogs, like stray dogs. Did you hear about that guy recently? I think it was in New Zealand. He was feeding stray dogs on his way home every night.
Right.
And then after a night out, on one particular night, he didn't have any food with him.
Oh, no.
And they ate him. They did.
Did they?
They took him down and they ate him.
I didn't see that.
He fed them every day for weeks, months even. The first time he hasn't got any snacks, that's it. Bang, you're out. I think, though, pets, they love you.
Right, you're sweet, loyal, your best friend.
I would say I've probably got better odds with a golden retriever than you do with a German shepherd, because he's going to get hungry. He's a big dog.
The answer is still yes, your dog would eat you, and it wouldn't even wait that long to do it.
How long's not that long?
The National Geographic looked at cases where people died alone in their homes to see if their pets ate them. And it turns out that most dogs reverted to their wild wolf-like states very quickly and chowed down very hard on their owners. In 24% of the cases where a person died alone with a dog, the dog started eating them within a day.
A day!
And in some of those cases, the dog ate their dead owner even though they had their normal dog food available to them.
Has it ever happened that they weren't actually quite dead yet?
I don't know. It didn't say it.
Like, well, he will be in a couple of hours. Let's just get in there.
Let's put him out of his misery right now. There's nothing you can do to stop it. Dogs ate their owners even if they had a great relationship with no signs of abuse or neglect. So really, your only hope is that somebody finds your body before your dog gets hungry.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, get up. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. High FM.
Hello, High FM.
Hello.
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 How are you guys?
Who you want to speak to?
Robin and George.
No, they're very busy now.
I'm in front of you.
Oh, you're looking at us!
Hey! Busted!
Oh, the only time we do this is there's a man outside the window! We never done this before! We never done this before like this answering phone, but you are looking at us like now!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was listening actually to you before I arrived to MGM and heard the guy who said, Chris Fisher.
Chris Fisher, yeah. This is weird, right? This
Isn't
is
it?
Weird, because there's
They're
a
having
dude.
A conversation through a window.
But he's on the phone.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not coming to the door. What can we do for you? You've got 30 seconds.
Actually, I just want to wish you a happy weekend.
Oh, I love
you. Oh, I love this guy.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, guys, thank you.
The best weekend.
He's going. Look, he's going. Bye.
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 How nice was that?
How just absolutely superb.
Love that guy. Caught up in your
show. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is High FM.
I think you found your man.
I think I have.
There's a young man.
I'm going to be honest, I hoped he'd be taller, but you know.
Hey, how are you?
I'm really sorry. What's you listening don't know what we can see. We're in the MGM, Moscow Grand Mall, on the first floor.
And our studio looks onto the mall.
Yeah, and he must have been about how old? 10, 11? Yeah.
Lovely smile, though.
He was smiling at George, going, you and me, you and me. That's what he was doing. And they're waving like that. And now he's gone. Now he's just embarrassed.
That happens a lot. Don't worry about it.
She's on fire.
Boom, boom.
No more music. As soon as we're done singing.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up with Hi FM.
So, you know that certain things have been said recently about you.
Oh, and my gut.
Sure, if you want to put it like that.
Okay.
Turns out it's not your fault.
What?
It's because of your wife.
It's because
men
of
who are married
wear
at least £2.5 more than men who aren't. So that's
more.
Like over a kilogram that Debbie's to blame for because she's married.
She is. Do you know what she does? My wife says, right, that's it. It's going to be no more chocolate in the house. We're not going to eat sweets at night. We're not going to sit in front of the TV and eat sweets. And that lasts for, I swear to God, George, 48 hours max.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm
for
you.
Oh, man, thank you very much for hanging on. Thank you.
Okay,
who is this?
Yeah, this is Samson. I was one that sent a text message on WhatsApp some time back about getting the WhatsApp number.
Okay, you sent a text message a while back to get the WhatsApp number.
Yeah, no. I sent a message to your WhatsApp number saying, yay, finally I could actually get this WhatsApp number.
Oh, yes, I remember.
I remember. And you are the guy who says you're from Nigeria, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you're the guy that says you guys are my only friends, Banks and Ryland.
Yes,
oh, dude,
I am.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Oh, mate.
Oh, sorry about that.
Mate, yeah. You could have chosen a couple of better ones.
Yeah.
Because we're a bit lame, really, as friends.
Disappointing in person as well.
Very, very disappointing we are. So what can we do for you, mate, this morning?
Tomorrow is my birthday. I want a shout-out tomorrow.
Shout-out!
Your birthday tomorrow?
Birthday? Yes. All right, let me guess how old you are. I reckon you're 23.
No, you're old. I'm 27.
27.
Right. Happy birthday to you.
Actually, it was President Trump's birthday yesterday, and his friends sang the usual song, Happiest Birthday Anyone's Ever Had in the History of Birthdays, and I can guarantee you, ever, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. We're back next week. Maybe.
Bye.
Oh, are you going now? Okay, bye then. Bye, friend.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah,
thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. I could be the one to wake up with Hiya Fan.
Oh, you idiot. That's me, by the way, not her.
Oh, I think I qualify as well.
Yeah.
Would you like some advice from a fellow idiot?
Yeah, please.
This is relationship advice for you. Now, I have flawless plans with relationships.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
have them, so I don't have to deal with arguments.
This is great.
But if you are in a relationship,
okay.
do you know the word that ends any argument?
You're right.
No.
What?
Word.
What? Word.
Yep.
Sorry.
No.
Go on.
This is just out. I'm sure some men with clipboards have done a lot of work into this.
Okay.
Ouch.
Ouch.
They're saying.
So
I'm pretty sure I've had an argument that mentioned the word ouch more than once, and it did not stop it.
Weekday morning.
Get on up. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Higher.